one of the reasons I wrote the book was because I've been teaching, you know, physicians about supplements for so many years that I realized when I would take them out to Sprouts or Whole Foods, I would take these groups of doctors out and I would have them go and pick up supplements, mm-hmm. and I would ask them to, you know, pick a supplement for a pregnant woman or et cetera. And they would look at these labels and just be overwhelmed. And so, you know, there's a lot to think about when you're looking for like a vitamin, just a basic vitamin. How much does it contain? Of what nutrient? Does it have too much of something maybe you don't need? For mm-hmm. example, a man should not be taking a supplement with iron unless he's been told, you know, he needs it. You want to make sure that it's in a form that your body can use. If you have allergies, you want to look at binders and fillers, et cetera. I did a whole chapter on just reading a vitamin label. Wouldn't you think that they would make that simpler?
Well, I really would think so, because they tell us time and time again how important it is to read food labels to make sure we're getting what we should or shouldn't, but nobody thinks about reading a vitamin label.
Exactly, and they're kind of complicated if you really want to think about it. And you know, a lot of people think, well, I need the recommended daily allowance, but they don't realize that vitamins and minerals don't use a recommended daily allowance. They use a different measuring and levels that is called the daily value. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the same amount, whether you're 4 years old or you're 80 years old, male or female, it's the same amount. And so you have to be a bit more savvy when you're looking for vitamins and minerals to really make sure you're getting what you need, not too much, but getting enough. And I actually do believe that many people probably need a low-potency, basic type of multivitamin mineral to ensure against gaps in the diet.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do we really need to add vitamins and supplements if we think we're already eating a healthy diet?
You know, I at some point in my life, 10, 15 years ago, I would have said no. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after doing a lot of research on this topic, and getting the data from the Centers for Disease Control, wow, it's clear that a lot of us are not getting what we need in our diet, even when we think we're eating well. Vitamin D is really hard to get in your diet. I mean, it is, because it was intended to be gotten through the sun. So vitamin D, 90 million Americans, according to the CDC, 90 million Americans, so a third of us, right, have low levels of vitamin D. 30 million Americans. Wow. Are deficient in vitamin B6 by blood level, by testing their blood levels. 30 million Americans, that's the same as every man, woman, and child living in New York, Miami, Dallas, Portland, and Los Angeles.
Wow.
Just think about it. If there was something that was putting people at risk for depression, poor attention, poor memory, and fatigue in all of those cities, every single person in those cities, I mean, it would be all over the news, and yet we don't hear about this.
Why is that? Is it just not?
Kind of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very frightening. Is it possible for us to overdo it when it comes to supplements and vitamins? We think How do we do that? What would we do about that?
Oh yes, and that's why I said low potency basic multivitamins because some of my patients come in taking lots, right? Too much. But the government, the Institute of Medicine, as part of the National Academy of Sciences, has set an upper limit. And I put all those charts in my book so you don't have to go trying to find all those.
I love it.
All in a chart so that you can look up and it says, this is the upper limit, and you don't want to get more of this. You don't want to take more of this in a supplement or in your diet. And that's a good guide. If you're staying under that, the chances that you're getting too much of something is going to be hard because you're within the safety limits. But you don't want to overdo it. But, you know, that B6 is interesting because women are twice as likely to be low in B6. And that's because many women take oral contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.
A CD study actually found that many women who take oral contraceptives have low vitamin B6. And so, you know, I think of, gosh, what happened, you know, 15 years ago when somebody came into my office and she was on a birth control and now she was feeling tired and a little depressed and, you know, was having difficulty focusing at work. And then she ended up on an antidepressant. And really the problem was very likely she just didn't have enough vitamin B6.
Oh, if it could only all be that simple, right?
Well, And what's hard is if we're not thinking it could be a nutritional deficiency, we're not looking for it. I've asked my colleagues, my physician colleagues, how often and how many times they've ever checked a B6.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking in front of 600 physicians in San Diego. 600 physicians, one person raised their hand
Wow.
that they'd ever checked a B6 level in anybody.
Well, with luck now, they're all going to be doing that a lot more. You make a very good point. Well, you know, you make a very good point in Fortify Your Life about maintaining a healthier lifestyle and food journaling, how important that is for us.
Oh, yes. You know, because I think a big part of this is really taking a realistic look at what we're eating and the foods that we're getting and trying to just I think awareness is a big part of it. When you actually mm-hmm. have to make your food visible, meaning that you're writing it down, it makes you much more conscious of the foods and the beverages that you're taking.
Oh, yeah.
And in some ways, just that journaling allows you to maybe improve your diet, but it also allows you to say, oh, my gosh, if this is what I'm eating, I'm not getting enough, you know, calcium, or I'm not getting enough magnesium. So a food journal is so effective. It can be useful for identifying triggers for migraines.
Mm-hmm.
It can be useful for identifying gaps in your diet. And also it can just make your food conscious, bringing it to your forward in your consciousness so that you begin to eat healthier.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to touch on drug and supplement interactions. Just because it's a supplement or a vitamin doesn't mean it can't cause you some harm if you take it with a prescription drug. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I did include a large table in the back
mm-hmm.
for when you shouldn't take certain supplements, nutrients with medications. But I also do want to stress, I start the book out talking about how my father almost died
mm-hmm.
from being left on a proton pump inhibitor, something to shut down his stomach acid, and it caused his magnesium levels to plummet so low, he almost died.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind people that it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these supplements can interact with your medications, but some medications can wipe out certain nutrients that are essential for your well-being. So pay attention. I put that table together, so I was hoping people could not only review it themselves, but take it into their doctor in case they're taking certain medications. The doctor can also say, oops, I didn't know about that. Maybe we should check your level.
It never hurts to remind the doctor once in a while, does it?
No. Doctors don't know everything. We can't know everything. And so most of us appreciate a well-informed and curious patient.